Kumlana Black Gemara. Today's daf is the Flamed Dalin Omel Alvim Sochim. We're middle talking about Truma Tmeya. Says the Gemara, Abai Barovin, Abchanani Barovin. I guess two brothers, Abai and Chananya, were learning Trumas Bei Rabba. The Yeshiva of Rabba, they were learning Masechta Trumas. Poga Bahu Rava Bar Masna. So Rava, interesting, Abai and Rava, but they're different people. Rava Bar Masna came along. And they met Amaluhu Mayamrita Betrumas, and he says, so tell me what was new in Yeshiva today. What did you guys learn about Truma from Rabba, the great teacher? So he said to them, they said to him, we learned so much, it's too hard to tell you. Tell us, my Kashlach, what's bothering you, Trumas? Maybe we can respond. Amalu, he said, Tanan, we learned, this is what Rabba said, we learned in a Mishnah, Shesile Trumas, that things that you grow from Truma, you know, let's say plants of cabbage or a leek that shenitmu became tamei, and then the vishaslan, you replanted them. That's called gidulim, and you replanted them to hoidin milatamei. So on the one hand, the tumor is gone, because when you put it in the ground, while it's in the ground, they rot, they decompose the seeds. So therefore, the tumor disappeared, but now a new growth came out. The question is, so this new growth that came out, is it also truma as well? Or do we say, look, just like the truma evaporated, so to the truma. So we say, Vasudim Alech, you're not allowed to eat it. Now that's hard to understand. Why is it, as far as truma is concerned, it's a new growth, but as far as truma is concerned, it's the same. Since you tell me that it's toy from becoming tamei, am I Yisrael Alech, so why doesn't truma also disappear? Omrulay, they said, that's bothering him. This is what Abba said. My asurin, you know what it means, asurin? Asurin lezorim. It doesn't mean, so that wasn't your question. You thought, why, if it's no longer tummy, why can't you eat it? You thought nobody can eat it, not even a kohen. So Rabbi said, a kohen can eat it. It's still truma, it's just that a zorah, Yisrael is not allowed to eat it. So it's truma it is, but truma is gone. Well, Mike Mashman, what do you come to teach us? Gidule truma, truma. If you take truma and you plant it in the ground, even though it rots and everything else, it's a new growth, the gidule truma has the same status as truma itself. And therefore, it has the same status. And we're going to see there's two kinds of status. There's two kinds of seeds. Some seeds decompose completely before they grow. It's called zaray kola, where the seeds disappear. And sometimes the seeds don't disappear completely. But we're saying that even in the case where the seeds disappeared, decompose completely, the new growth is still extension of truma. Says, well, that's what you're trying to tell me. The tanina, we learned it already. Gidula truma, truma. It says clearly that the growth from truma has the same din as truma. We learned it already. Sefer Shabbos. If you're going to tell me, Gidule, Gidule, we're talking about that growth that when we're talking about, when the Chiddush we're trying to tell you here, when Rabba said that Yisrael is not allowed to eat it, we're talking about, for example, those things where the seeds do not decompose at all. We're talking about where the seeds do not decompose at all. So in other words, you take the new growth, you replant that again, so that's another growth, it's Gidule, Gidule. Even and in the case where that the seeds remain, for example, Rashi gives examples like onions. And he uses the word tzibish, which in Yiddish is tzibul, an onion. So, and if you replant the onions, each individual, they just continue growing, and then suddenly it turns into one larger one. That's called gidul gidul. All this new additional one, and now these additional ones were never trimmed before. And so on and so forth. Umay Kamashlan, what's going to tell you? Umay Kamashlan, what's going to tell you? So there's the original growth and then there's a new growth. Umay, like the aftergrowth. Umay Kamashlan, what's telling you? The dover she'ein zare kola. That if the seed does not decompose, the truma continues. So well, that's a chiddush. Onami tanina, we learned that as well. Hatevel, when it comes to tevel, gidulav mutarin. Tevel is the harvest before you set aside the truma and the meiser. Tevel is two words. Tov loy. Good it isn't. Because you cannot use it, you cannot eat from it. So for example, ha-tevel, if you have tevel, even though that you already set it up and it's all organized, ready for truma, so it's called tevel, and you did not set aside the meiser and so on, and then you plant in the ground. So with tevel, the law generally is, before you give truma ma'aseh, you're allowed to have a snack. Until, once it's piled up in a pile. Now this whole idea of gedulei truma is only midrabbanan. It's not Mahatayda because it's a new growth. It's only Rabbanan, it's a Chumra, because why steal? Otherwise, everybody will steal from Kainim. They'll take all their crop, they'll set aside the Truma, and they'll put it in the ground and replant it, and they'll turn it into Chulin. So the Kainim will lose out. So the Rabbanan made this law that the Gdulin, that the aftergrowth of Truma, the second growth, is also Truma. So what happens is, Hatevel, Gidula, Mutarim. So if you take Tevel, you plant in the ground, whatever you planted before you get a Maisa is Mutar, where Bedova Shazada Kola, only in the case where the seeds disappear, so therefore there's no Tevel anymore. Abba Bedova Sha'ain Zada Kola, the original seeds are still there, the original Tevel is still there, then I feel the Gidula Gidula certain. Not only the first growth, but even the aftergrowth is also Asr, Ba'achil and eating. So we see from here clearly that it's Asr as well, that the Gidula Gidula is Asr as well. So this is regarding Tevel, regarding Truma. So we already know these dinim. You're telling me the whole Chiddush of Rabbi is to tell me that the Gedulah Gedulin, that the new growth of the growth, is still Truma, you're not allowed to eat it. It's some Feshah Mishnah that Tevel not allowed to eat, then why should Tevel be any different than Truma? So we don't need that Mishnah to teach you regarding Truma. So when the Mishnah talks about that Truma Tumeya, and you put in the ground, is talking about. Is not talking about Azor. We know already Yisrael is not allowed to eat it. So what's going on here? Ishtiku, they didn't have an answer. Omale, they turned around to him and said, Midei Shmielach. So they turned around to Rav and said, maybe you heard something about it. Omalu, he said, yes, I did. Hochem Rav Sheisha, I want to hear what Rabbi had to say, but you didn't know, so I'll tell you. Rav Sheisha said, Maya Sudan, actually, no, it's not talking about Yisrael. That went over the Mishnah. That Gedul and the growth of a Truma Tumeya still is Truma, even though the Truma is gone, it's still Truma Yisrael not allowed to eat. The Chiddush is Asudim Lekoinim. It's forbidden to coin. Now, why should it be forbidden to coin? It's no longer tummy, and it's truma. Why should a coin eat it? Hoyil the eve saluhu. You know why? Because it was hesech hadas. When it became tummy, the time period it was tummy before you replanted it, you probably forgot it. You abandoned it. You thought that's it. It's tummy. What can I do with it? That's called hesech hadas. So you didn't watch it properly, and truma becomes puzzle when you don't watch it properly with hesech hadas when you're rooted from your mind. Because in the pasuk esh mishmeres truma yisai, you have to guard my truma. That only makes sense according to one who holds Hetzchadas. If you have Hetzchadas, by Truma, the Truma itself becomes possible, by Kachim becomes possible. It's as if, so even Philly Yohanavi comes tomorrow and says, nothing really happened, nothing Tame touched, it doesn't matter. It came possible just from the Hetzchadas itself. That is a psul. That's a kind of one of the psulim of a thing. Fine, then it makes sense. However, Shapi makes sense. That's why it's also because planting it doesn't help. It's too late already. Because it became also to the Koyin, does not take away the psul from it. The whole idea of Hesekhadah is only because of the suffix. You don't know whether it became Tame while you were gone. My Yikalameh, Leo would have come along and they would have said, it's Torah, it'll be Torah. So now that you plant in the ground, it's a new growth. What's the problem? Why can't you use it? Why should it be possible? Even if we Tame Vadai, we just said before that Tumah disappears. So even if it's a Suffolk Tumah, surely it should be Torah. Why a Suffolk Tumah is worse than a Vadai Tumah? We said before that if you take Truma Tumeya and you put it in the ground, the new Truma comes, the new growth is not Tumah. But if it's a Suffolk Truma, because Hesech Hadas, and your new Truma comes out, that's it, you cannot eat. It doesn't make sense. If you learn it's a form of a Psul, okay. It's not Tumah, it's Pasul. Hesech Hadas is a Psul. I understand. But if it's Tame, a Suffolk Tame, what's going on here? What's the story? Didn't we learn Hezra Das? The Bechon says, Pasul Tumabe. It's a Psul of Tume. It's not a Psul of Tume. It's a Psul of Guf. You didn't watch it. The Tate says the Tume becomes Pasul. The Bechon, a Pasul Tumabe. Shim Yavali of Yellow came along with Yitaran and told us that nothing happened. Shim Yavali, this thing would be all right. Shim Yavali of Yellow come. Yitaran and Tame ain't Shim listen to him. So Eisver, Rabbi Yechon, we continue, we're digressing from it. Rabbi Yechon, sorry, it's a digression from a digression from a digression from a digression. Rabbi Yechon asks a shlokish question. Rabbi Shmuel ben Yosef, Rabbi Yechon, we're going there. Lul cotton, there was a little chamber, Ben Kevish, from Mizbeach, between the ramp and the Mizbeach. It was in the corner there, right next to the top of the ramp, next to the Mizbeach, where they joined together, the Marovish or Kevish, on the west side of the ramp. They would toss away the leftovers of a bird offering that was a sin offering. They would throw it away over there, because that's where it's done, on the southwest corner. And if anything happened that made it puzzle, that and you couldn't burn it, because it's not really that puzzle, so it would be an embarrassment to Kachim to burn it. So you throw it away there, you place it there in that corner. And what do? The tu'uber tu'urasan, and you wait till overnight, so now it became noiser, left over. And then we get to say, then you take it and burn it out. You leave it overnight so that you have a real psul, and then you burn it. Now, what's this nominal psul, a quasi psul? If you tell me, if you tell me, for example, that this, let's say you forgot about it for a minute. is a psul of tamei. This Rabbi Yechon is saying makes sense. It's not a real psul in the chatas oif itself. So you have to wait overnight to get it really psul before you burn it. Because in the meantime, maybe they'll come and say nothing happened and it's Torah. So that's why you can't just go ahead and burn it. It's a psul in the thing itself. What do you need another psul for? That itself is a psul. But now we call this the rule. Anything which is psul in itself is yisra'iv miyad. You burn it straight away. But if the psul, let's say the dam, the blood spilled out, so there's nothing wrong with the meat itself, the blood spilled out, or the bailim, let's say you had the wrong owner in mind, or the bailim became tummy or something like that, so there's nobody who can eat the carbon. So even though it's a psul gummer, but nevertheless, the carbon itself is all right, and therefore you can't just throw it away until it stays overnight. So l'chayda amalei haytana, tell me that baravu. So this tana is Rabbi Levu. The Amr says, "Afilu pigul torn ibatsura," that even something which is a psul in the goof, like pigul, you had in mind the wrong time when to eat it, you still need to wait it overnight. So the same thing over here that we're talking about over here, even though hesach hadas is a psul in the goof, you still have to wait overnight. It's not a problem. Eisvei, he said, okay, fine. I'll ask you another question. Rabbi Yechon says, "Shlokish nitma." What happens if the carbon became tamei, or shenifsel habasur, the basur became tamei or became pasul? Or sheyatzach lekolin went outside of the mechitza. A chatas has to be eaten only inside the base of mikdash. Rabbi Lezai Meizra says you still continue throwing the blood on the mizbech, because he says you can sprinkle the blood on the mizbech even though there's no carbon. The carbon became ruined. Rabbi Shua said Leizra, the carbon is ruined, you cannot sprinkle the blood. He says if ain't basur, ain't dam. You cannot sprinkle the blood if there's no basur. We had this earlier in Sachim. And you can't do that. Now the question is, but if he did throw a hurtza, the tzitz will do its job. The tzitz will do its job, and the carbon is all right, and the blood is all right. My nifsel, what do you mean became pasul? It says over here that it became tamei or pasul. What's possible? Obviously, behesach hadas. Tumah hesach hadas. Now, yeah, maybe shleim shulu tumah have. If you tell me hesach hadas, like I learned, we're scared that when you weren't watching, maybe somebody tummy touched it. I never shkachu lematzitz. That's where the tzitz comes in. Now what? Once you did it, it's all right. Because tzitz fixes up tumah. Eliyam shulu gufava. According to you, you're saying that's something wrong with the carbon itself. And my hurts. How does the tzitz fix it up? The tzitz is not fixed up. Only tumah. Says Gemara, you're right. Who told you we're talking about? So the Shlokish answered back. Who told you we're talking about? Chadas. My nifsel b'tful yoyim. We're talking about it became possible because a tful yoyim, a guy who went to the mikveh today and waiting for the sun to set, he's called a tful yoyim. He touched it. He touched it. And that's therefore it's tummy. That's why that tzitz works. Says Gemara, so hainu tummy. It says already here, if it became tummy, a possible. But you tell me possible means a tful yoyim. So doesn't that come under the umbrella or the banner of tummy? So he says, yes, it does. But today, God in the tummy, there's two kinds of tummy. Kisalik Ravi, when Ravi went up to Israel, Amr al-Shmaite, he said over the discussion that there was took place in Bavel Kameh, Rabbi Yim, which is a big mistake. Because we already had a number of times, Rabbi Yim used to lash out against the Babylonians. Amr, he hated Chutz La'arznikis. Amr, he said, Bavloi tipshoi, these foolish Babylonians, Mishum the Yasve ba'ara de chashecha, because they're sitting in a very dark place, because it's very low land. Amritin Shmaita, they say over discussions, the mechashchu that is baffling and befuddling your mind and confusing and so on. Leishmilechu, didn't you hear Hadashim Elokish, Mashiach Rabbeisha, Veshlokish Zanei Rabbeisha? Mehachag, let's say the water on Sukkos, yeah, you take water, you have Nisach HaMayim, water gets the libations, you pour it on the Mizbeach. If it became tummy, if water becomes tummy, nothing, food, it becomes tummy, you cannot immerse it in the mikveh and make it tar. But water is exception. It's a thing called hashaka, which means, you know, like kissing or zriya, replanting. When you take tummy to get water and you pass it through the mikveh takes that water and transforms it into tar. So what happens? You take this nisach hamayim that became tummy, and they used to fill it up, let's say, Erev Shabbos, before Shabbos, it became tummy, they can't go all the way out there. And so on Shabbos, and then to fill up from the big boy. So what they did was, they went, there's a creek that went through the base of Migdash. They went and they brought the water contiguous to that Amasa Maim in the Azara, and that Hishikon, if let's say first you had the water touching the water that was flowing through the base of Migdash, kissing. And then afterwards you made it, you sanctified it. And look, for example, you didn't call the water for kodesh, so you can use the sukkah to hide it. Then it's all right. But hegdation, first you made it hegdish, and then you hashikun, and then you brought it to the water because it became tummy. Then tumeim, it became tummy. It stays tummy. Why? Mechdi, I don't understand. Zriya, ninu, the whole idea is with water, it comes contiguous to the other water. It's as if you replanted it and becomes tar, like you're planting seeds. We said before that the tumah dissipates. Mali, hishikun, machadish. What's a chilek if you first brought it to the water and then you made a kodesh? Mali, hishikun, machadishikun, or you made a kodesh first and then you brought it to the water. Who cares? Alma, what do we see? Ein zriya lehegdish. Obviously, when it comes to kochim, you cannot replant it and say that what comes out now is tar. Could by kachim were more machmir, so that therefore that by kachim were machmir, the same thing by truma. Hochanami ain't zriel truma. So the chayda over here also, there should be no. What does Shlok say? Name of Rabbi Yishai, that you cannot replant truma. You cannot make it toyed again. So this whole discussion you had before about truma, you putting in the ground and something comes out as toyed, doesn't make sense because we're machmir. Just like by kachim were machmir, truma also were machmir. The new growth should remain tummy as well. So therefore, nothing to do with Hesach Hadas, the way you answered before, that the problem is that when you replanted it, that Kohen cannot eat because of that. Cannot eat it because we're machmir when it comes to Kohenim, that it's true in his tummy. Yosef Dima Kamala Hoshmait, Dima sat there and said over this whole Gemara to back to Babylon, Amla Baya Baya, so I'm asking a question. When we say Hegdeshon and we're very machmir, Bekele Kamar, only if you put it into a vessel that belongs to the base of Migdash, Avol Bepeh, but if you just verbally said, I want to make this holy, Loy Ovid Rabbanon Maila, we weren't so machmir, and therefore if you replant it, it becomes Kodesh, like in the case of water, or Dilma Bepeh, Nami Rabbanon Maila, or even verbally, we say, no, we're machmir by Kachim, we cannot do that. Amalei said, Zulei Shemaiti, I didn't hear this, but Kiyetze Shemaiti, I heard something similar. Anavim, if you have grapes, shenitmu, he said like this, you have grapes, shenitmu, became tamei, darchan, if you, it became tamei. If you treaded on them and you squashed them, v'achachadeshon, and then you made a kodesh, tohoidim is toir. But if hegdeshon, first you made a kodesh, and then darchan, and you know, it's less than the size, and then you know that, tamei, it's tamei, because we're more machme when it comes to kachim. So here we see that difference. And yet, v'hanovim, when it comes to grapes, and you're setting it aside, based on Migdash, what are you doing? The kedusha peninu. All you're doing is, it's kedusha's peh, it's only verbal. It's verbal. Vafil hachi, nevertheless, avud rabbanon, the rabbanon were machmir, milah. So we see that even if you do it verbally, the rabbanon machmir. And because even if you put in a vessel, klei shodis is not mekadish, only things which are suitable to be used in the base of Midrash, not these grapes. Don't bring a proof from grapes. Doesn't resolve a bias question, that verbal, because hocha ba'anovim shel truma skinu, we're talking about truma. And we just said before about truma also were machmir. And the kedushas peh did hu kedushas keodam. When it comes to truma, there's no such thing as klei shodis. When you set aside verbally that this is going to be truma, it's no different than by kachim, you put it inside a keli. So therefore, that's why once you call label the truma, then if you replant it, we're not going to allow you because we're machmir. I will hand the boy keli, but the abayis question is a good question. Those things that require a vessel, maybe be peh, lever abon amayla. Maybe when it comes verbal, we're not machmir. Darchan, that's a question. You said that you can squeeze the grapes. I feel tuva. It sounds like you can do even a whole bunch of grapes. It sounds like even and together, you could take 20 grapes and squeeze them all together. And then afterwards, you make it kodesh. It's all right. Said, anovim shenitmu darchan pachet pachnu gebeya. He clearly said before that you have to do each one less than the size of an egg. And over here, it seems like you can do a whole bunch of grapes at the same time. I can answer you. You're right. He didn't mean take a whole bunch of grapes. He meant take a few grapes together as long as it's less than the size. The cumulative amount is less than the size of an egg. Or another answer is over there is talking about that he touched a rishon, the havla in a sheni. Over there when he says the less of an egg, he's talking about the grapes touched someone who's a rishon l'tumah, so it itself is a sheni. So we're machmir, make sure that the total amount of grapes is less than the size of an egg. Hocha the nogu b'sheni. Here, the grapes touch the sheni, the havel shlishi. Therefore, because it's a shlishi, it doesn't matter. By truma, it doesn't go beyond the shlishi. So they don't have to worry about the size of an egg. You can do a whole bunch of grapes together. Omar Rav says, Rav, afanana metanina. We actually learned something similar. So we're going back to what Abimi said, that the main reason is not because it has a chadas, when you replant it, but because of the chumrah that we are machmed by truma, by kachim, that if once it's truma, then it becomes tameh, even though you replant it, a kohen should not eat from it. So Amar Rava, Afanana Mitanina, we learned, V'nosin olav mayim chayim al keli, it says in Pasuk, you should place their living water inside a keli. What does it mean, you should place living water inside a keli? We're talking about spring water. Shetei chayusin b'keli, that when you put the keli there, it should go directly to the spring water, so it's still attached to its source. We're talking about the by korban chatas, you know, the mechatas, and you mix with the ashes. It should still be attached to its source. The then it says in the Pasuk, V'nosin alma tulushin ninu. It says in the pasuk that it should be attached to the source, and then it says, "V'nosan olav mayim chayim el keli." You should place on it. Sounds like pollution, even though the waters have been already taken away from its source. It's good enough. But how can it start of staying? It has to be attached. Then you say v'nosan, it can be detached. How can it be both? Ella Maila, really, it has to be. It doesn't have to be attached. If it also can be detached, the Chachamu Machme, we want that the water should be still part of the spring when you collect the water from it. Is Hachanami Maila? So too by Truma, so by Kachim, we were very Machme that a Kohen should need it, even though Mahadin, if you put it in the ground, new growth comes out, it's all right. But we're Machme, make a special Maila. If it was labeled Truma, and then it became Tumah and everything else, and then you put it in the ground, it doesn't help. Oh, but as Yibanashi, Yibanashi says we actually lose something similar. That were machmen in certain things. It says, Toval v'olam and Matsaira who went to the mikveh. And then it came out, Oichel b'maise, can eat maise. Head of Shimshay, the sun sets, Oichel b'truma, can eat truma. It sounds like b'truma in b'kotchin loiv. But he cannot eat kotchin until the following day. Am I, why not, Toiru? Isn't he totally tired? Ela maila, we're machmen that even though you're tired, we don't want you to eat kotchin. Achanam, same thing over here too, maila. Also, tell you about somewhere else. Says the pasuk, the habasar, a toy should eat vehabasar and the meat. Now, vehabasar is a vav. It seems to be totally extra. What's it coming to include? The rabba says the eitzim comes to include wood, that firewood, ulavanya, the incense, that one. When it comes to tumim, that it says in the pasuk before, the habasa and the basa that touches anything tamei you shouldn't eat. What is it including? The wood and the levoina. B'nei atmu ninu, they can become tamei. It's not food. Elamaila, when it comes to kachim, we don't want even to look like it became tamei. Hachanami maila. So we see that Yim is right that we're machmir by the truma tamei, even though we planted that a koyin should not eat it because we are machmir. Okay, this concludes the Gemara of Friday.